Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, you know, I like to, it's quite the thing, in the industry you would call it a get. It is quite the get to be a gun talker on radio and have the biggest writer on the biggest website in the world in the gun culture. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon again, sir.
Good afternoon. I do have a fresh article on Ammoland.
I see that.
I think it's kind of fun. It's they had one of these, they call them buybacks, but it's
right.
An Orwellian term, because you can't buy back something you never owned in the first place. And so this was in Columbus, Ohio. I call them gun turn-ins because that's what you're doing. You're turning guns into the police for money. And what happened at this one is I've seen it several other places at similar events. And somebody, who, you know, a budding entrepreneur, made some of these relatively simple, to use the current term, ghost guns, because it's homemade and doesn't have a serial number.
Sure.
And these are simple slam-fire shotguns that they have one moving part. And they're used all over the world, mostly for hunting, but I'm sure for self-defense in some cases, too. And they cost about $10 to $15. I haven't looked at the hardware store lately to see what hose clamps cost and pipe. But I think $10 to $15 is probably about what one would cost to put together. And so for you're getting in Columbus, I think they got $50 per gun turned in. So you make a nice little profit, and you make a nice little political statement at the same time. You know, unless you're willing to stop people from having access to steel pipe and hose clamps, and if you don't have hose clamps, you can use tape or wire or cord, you know, many alternatives available. And you can make a functioning shotgun that uses 12-gauge shells in. Yeah, you know, how long do you want to take? An hour? Depends how fancy you want to get. These guys actually showed some craftsmanship on these homemade shotguns.
I'm looking at a picture on the thumbnail for the article, and the one they're showing there is a 2x4 with a piece of pipe strapped to it.
Yeah,
on
with
the side
hose
of
clamps. But you notice that they trimmed those hose clamps so that it doesn't extend beyond the...
Yes, very neat. Their work is very neat, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and and they're inletted at the bottom, so the hose clamps go into the wood. They don't just, you know, can't slide off easily. And they put a quarter moon notch in the top of the 2x4 so that the pipe sits in it and is held nice and straight. I mean, they put a little work into that thing. It wasn't just slipshod. Looks like they knew what they were doing.
But I'm almost certain that the powers that be at the gun buyback when they were walking in there with what, one, two, three of those? They probably were stunned to see them, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure because, well, they probably were because it appears these people are not very knowledgeable about guns. And, you know, so they don't watch this phenomena like I do. I tend to, when I hear about a buyback, a turn-in, to be correct, I often write it up and label it as a cheap gun event because a lot of people have gone to these places and offered cash for the nicer guns that come in and get some good bargains. This one had a pretty decent pump-action shotgun that came in. I didn't see much of the pistols that were brought in. But, they were probably stunned by it, I would think. And yet, these can be demonstrated to work very simply, very easily. And another nice thing about these turn-in events is they often are advertised as no questions asked. So you don't have to show any ID. You know, you don't have to claim that, you know, you got this legitimately or had a license to make it. And this one, actually, there was another picture in there that showed the breech of it, just inadvertently. It was a picture of some of the other long guns that were turned in and had this next to them. And it showed what appears to be a copper wire near the breech.
It actually looks like part of a clothesline, or not a clothes hanger.
A clothes hanger? Possibly. Yeah. But it looks to me a little small for that. It's hard to be sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I have made some electrically fired muzzle loaders. Oh, it was a long time ago, 40 years ago, as proof of principle. And I wonder if this might be an electrically fired muzzle loader, because they don't show you everything on the gun. That's not what the pictures are designed to do. We're just capturing information that they inadvertently let out. And it might be an electrically fired muzzle loader, which are pretty easy to make. And they're a little different than a slam fire. My best guess is that I'm not sure why they put that copper-looking wire there, but my guess is it's probably a slam fire because that's a well-known design, very easy to put together, and it's easy to make. And they're used all over the world. That's not just a publicity stunt. They work all over the world. They're used because they're so cheap to make. And in places where, you know, they have draconian government regulations that keep you from getting a shotgun, especially if you don't have a lot of money, you can make one of these, and they're used to take everything from wild pigs to ducks to anything that flies, walks, or crawls out in the jungle. Or wherever you need a gun. So they're not a toy. They work, and they're simple. As I said, they only have one moving part, and that's the barrel. So it's pretty hard. Not much to go wrong with them.
Well, that, you know, that shows a level of creativity that I really like seeing. I've seen 22 rifles that are put together that way, where they're just using a block of wood as the stabilizing part. And the stock, and you know, some other things. And actually, it's quite ingenious the way they do it.
It is, and one of my genius friends, he's dead now, but he built himself a little 22 rifle, kind of similar to this. When he was, he said he was, I think, 8 years old. And used it to shoot gophers for getting the bounty, which was like a nickel a piece. Of course, you know, 22 short ammo was only half a cent a piece back when he was doing this in the 1930s.
Hang on there for me, if you would, Dean. We're coming up on the first break. I want to hear about this gent. This article that we're talking about, it is on the front page of Ammoland.com, just like every other article that he's ever written. Dean has well over 1,800 articles there. Ammoland.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to writer Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about gun turn-ins and everything else.
We were talking about a friend.
A friend who made a
22 in the early years of the Depression. He was just a very young man at the time. I think maybe it was just before the Depression, since he said he was about 8 years old. And he used it to shoot gophers. Now, the technique was not extremely sophisticated. He'd sight it through the bore at a gopher hole, you know, a couple of feet away. And then he had a little, I think, a rubber band with a piece of metal acted as a striker. And he used 22 shorts. And then when the gopher showed up, he'd let the striker go forward and hit the rim and would set off and get a gopher. But he quickly graduated to more sophisticated weaponry that was factory made. But he always was bragging about making his first gun when he was only eight. And he was a genius, there's no question. But, and I'm not talking because of that. There are many other reasons that he probably improved the productivity of a few hundred square miles of Australia by 3 to 5X over his first 30 years when he was living there from about the 1960s on. But anyway, there's some other things that happened at this turn-in in Ohio that was kind of sad. Somebody turned in a box of 500 rounds of 22 ammunition for free.
Wow.
Now, normally you wouldn't think much of that, but today people are paying 10, 15 cents a round for that stuff. And I'm sure somebody would have been happy to take it off of their hands. But they turned it in. They just didn't know any better. What I find is that there are three groups of people who turn in guns at these turn-in events. Probably the biggest group are the people who inherit a firearm and ammunition. You know, their husband most commonly had guns, and they haven't been interested in guns, and they don't like the idea of guns, and they don't want to go to a gun store or call up a gun store. I mean, I'm sure many do, but in these particular cases, they didn't. And they hear that there's an event where they can turn in these guns and get a little bit of money and get rid of that thing that they don't want. And so they know nothing about guns and nothing about the value of them, and sometimes the guns they turn in are very valuable and very, very rare. I was at one of these events, one of the very last ones held in Arizona, and I was walking up to try to get some pictures of the table. I was covering the event, and I was walking, this woman next to me, and I said, "Oh, are you coming here to turn something in? Because you had a plastic bag." "Oh, yeah." And we were talking. I said, "Well, what have you got?" "Oh, it's some old World War II gun. My husband got it during World War II, and when we were out in the desert one time, he used it to stop some bad people from doing bad things. And he's dead now, and so I want to get rid of it." And I'm going, "Well, what is it? I'd like to see it." And I got there, and she brought it up, and she put it on the table to turn in, and the police officer there would not let me see what it was. So I don't know to this day, but, you know, might have been a Luger, might have been something else. It was a capture gun. Apparently it wasn't, I don't think it was an American one from the way she was describing it. But it's a weird mindset that your husband treasured this item, and he used it to save you from some criminals at some point, but you really seriously want to turn it in so it'll be destroyed. Hard for me to understand that. Then the other set of people are people who are very knowledgeable about guns and have plenty of guns, and in the course of their collecting or procurement or whatever, through deals, or some of the guns are just not worth much anymore. You know, you can get some of the older models of very common 22s, for example, that if you are missing a crucial part or it gets worn, it's really hard to find that part. That part might cost you quite a bit more than what you can buy a new 22 rifle for. So, or, you know, the frame on something is cracked, or it's just not worth much anymore. And so these people, I saw some of them at this event when I was at Phoenix,
And that was back, like I said, quite a few years ago now, since we stopped doing that in Arizona. And they would turn in guns that probably were worth not much and get $100 for them. So that's another group. And then the last group is those that are just ideologues that just hate the idea of anybody having guns. And they want to make a political point, and they will turn in a gun that's worth thousands of dollars to have it destroyed to make a political point rather than keep it or sell it. And then I have corresponded with people who are at a Tucson event where they turned in a 2.5-inch Colt Python in mint condition, and they would not accept thousands of dollars that people were offering for it. No, they insisted it had to be destroyed to make a point. So those are the three types of people that you see doing this at the turn-in events that I've seen generally. And they're mixed, but most of them, I think, and some of them have dual or triple motivations. You know, you don't have to be just one type. But most of them, I think, are those that have inherited a gun, don't know anything about it, just want to get rid of it, and think this is an easy way to do it.
Well, there is that. I'm sponsored by Guns.com. They'll take and come to you and buy those guns from you and give you top dollar for that if it's like an estate sale or something.
Yeah, and if a gun isn't working, there are places on the internet that use those guns to salvage the parts.
Yep.
So that other people can make their guns work, and they'll pay you a good price for them too, and they'll even pay the shipping for you to ship them to them.
Sort of preying on the ignorance there. We're coming up on the next break. This article is called, what is it called? Homemade Shotguns at Columbus, Buyback Gun Turn-In. It's very entertaining. Go check that out. It's at ammoland.com. Like about 1,800 plus others that are at ammoland.com. Well worth your time to go check it out. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The decision will allow roughly 28 million American children to be vaccinated against the coronavirus, with shots rolling out just as the flu season starts and with major holidays looming. President Biden continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, the two discussing the relationship between the United States and France regarding a controversial United States-Australia submarine deal earlier this summer.
What happened was, to use an English phrase, was clumsy. I was under the impression that France had been informed long before.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Oklahoma carries out the state's first execution in 6 years.
Now, the state of Oklahoma has carried out its first execution since 2015. John Grant executed early on Thursday, just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned stays of execution for Grant and another death row inmate, Julius Jones. He's scheduled now to be executed next month. Grant, who's 60, had been convicted for a 1998 murder, and now he was incarcerated after robbery convictions which followed.
Chris Barnes reporting from the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau. Consumer sentiment is holding steady this month. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes remained virtually unchanged from its mid-month reading. The survey noting rising inflation and falling confidence in government economic policies offset the positive outlook for higher wages and the receding pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now? Sorry, we reached the zenith. You've got a bunch of stuff in the pipeline, I know.
Yeah, we mentioned a little bit about how ammunition is now not nearly as easy to come by as it normally has been. And I think we can talk about something that I've hinted at in past, but the article has been published now, where I've had the fortune to obtain a cache of tens of thousands of rounds of .22 long rifle ammunition that is 65 years and older.
I remember you telling me about this. Yeah.
Yes, and this stuff, it belonged to a very good friend of mine that I knew for 48 years until he died in 2018. And he was a competitive pistol shooter from, I think, about 1953 until his death. I talked to some people from the gun club that he frequented at his, I guess, wake, we'd call it. And they said that he had been firing in competition just a couple months earlier, and that left-handed he was able to shoot scores of like 285 and win the matches at the national match type course, which the top score is always 100, and it's sort of the zen of pistol shooting because it takes incredible concentration and muscle control to shoot these scores, and he was a master at it. He had a lifetime master rating from the National Rifle Association. But he had obtained a large quantity. Well, you know, somebody who shoots a pistol like that can easily go through 50,000 rounds a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's not difficult. And he had obtained tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition in 1956, or a little before, he told me. And he had written records that showed, you know, that he had gotten it. And he had stored them in quart mason jars. Actually, I think they were ball jars. And had them stored for over 60 years when I first became aware of it. And then at the time that I did the test, they were over 65 years old because I found out about it a little, you know, a few years before his death. And so I don't know of anybody who has conducted a rigorous long-term storage test for .22 rimfire. Now, there are a number of tests that have been done on centerfire military cartridges, simply because there are so many rounds that are made, and they're often stored in containers and kept in arsenals, and just, you know, they're just around for a long time. Most .22 ammunition is used shortly after it's made, simply because it's considered an expendable, disposable item. And yet, today, we're in this shortage, and lots of people have stocked up on .22 rimfire ammunition, and I think people are interested in how long this ammunition is likely to be viable. Well, I took ordinary standard velocity CCI 20 ammunition, which has a good reputation. I tested that for velocity and accuracy and reliability. Now, I didn't use a super high-grade target gun. I just used an ordinary .22 semi-automatic rifle, an inexpensive one that I bought specifically for the test, by the way, so that it would be consistent throughout. And we, with the standard velocity, we got about 0.502-inch groups at 25 yards, just a hair over half an inch. That's a five-shot group average. And so then I tested the 1956 ammo, which was Remington standard velocity ammo, rather comparable to the CCI standard velocity. And I did the same five-shot groups, and it was just a tiny bit larger group, 0.565 inches. In ordinary hunting situations, you'll never notice the difference. So then we checked the ammunition. The velocity of the ammunition. And we fired 50 shots through a chronograph. It was a Caldwell chronograph G2. And we fired those for the average velocity, standard deviation, and extreme spread. CCI, the average velocity was 1072.3. Standard deviation, 17.5. Extreme spread, 84 feet per second. Old Remington, 65 years old, average 1098.9. Standard deviation, 19.8. Extreme spread, 101 feet per second. Again, in ordinary usage, you'll never notice the difference. And then we check them for reliability. We fired 500 rounds of each. The CCI standard velocity had one failure to fire on round 102. We rotated that round. It fired on the second strike. The old Remington standard velocity, 65 years old, had one failure to fire on round 252. And it was the second round after cleaning. I believe it was a mechanical failure, not an ammunition failure. I've got a picture on the article that shows a very light primer strike on that round. But we rotated it, tried again, went off with the second strike. So there was virtually no difference between the 9-year-old CCI standard velocity that I tested and the 65-year-old Remington standard velocity that I tested. So I'm hoping to make this a regular event until I run out of this ammunition. I want to keep on testing until we have the ammunition that's over 100 years old, but I won't make it that long. I might, I don't know, who knows, things can happen, but I doubt it. I don't think I'll make it long. So I'll have to find somebody or a couple of somebodies who's willing to take a few thousand rounds of ammunition to continue testing until we get up to 100 years.
Yep.
I think that'll be interesting.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Of course.
So if you, if you're storing 22 ammunition, the thing is just put it in some type of container, preferably that, you know, is reasonably airtight. Ammo boxes are good. You know, like the military ammo cans, they've got a rubber seal. They're a good choice. My friend used quart ball jars. They work pretty well as long as it's someplace where, you know, they're not going to get jostled around and broken. He had them for 60-plus years, and they work great. And as long as the temperatures are reasonable, I think this ammunition will be good for over a century. It'll last longer than we will.
Well, you hang on for me. We're going to the last break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean has got a book of life that is... a lot of it has been written down, and you can find it at Ammoland.com in the form of 1,800-plus articles. Some of it you're just going to catch right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten as we head into the weekend. Where would you like to end this, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about bears.
Okay.
Because we've had a flurry of bear attacks recently. Some really interesting ones that I'll probably be writing up in detail. There were like three of them within just a day or two in Wyoming and Montana. I just saw some coverage of the one event in Wyoming, which was one of the more interesting bear attacks I've read about recently. And these were experienced hunters. One acted as a guide, actually the person who was mauled acts as a guide a fair amount of time, but he was out hunting recreationally with a friend of his, and they were hunting elk. And he carried a 10-millimeter pistol in a chest holster, and it didn't mention a rifle that he was carrying in the article, but his friend had a 300 Winchester Magnum. And they were looking for elk. A few days earlier, one member of their party had shot and killed an elk in the general area, but it wasn't like real close to where they were. It was some distance off. So it wasn't like where they were was an attractant point because of this elk that had been killed. So they had, went along a ridge and then moved off it a little bit to one side to look for elk. And they were glassing the area for elk, and they were there a little while. I mean, I don't think it was hours, probably less than an hour. And the guide heard a noise. He started turning around, and here's a grizzly bear coming at him from about 3 yards. That's 9 feet away. And it hits him before he has a chance to draw his pistol. And he's down, and the bear, his left arm came up, he went down on his right side, and the bear grabbed his left hand, and it actually pulled his thumb mostly out of his hand. Didn't bite it off, but it mostly pulled it off, mostly detached it. And as this is happening, his friend sees the Baron from about 20 yards away, shoots it just behind the shoulder with a 300 Winchester Magnum. Well, at this, the bear decides that the friend is the bigger threat, drops the guide, and starts to go towards the other hunter. At that point, the guide manages to get up, draw his 10 millimeter, and shoot the bear at least twice with the 10 millimeter, dropping it before it gets to his friend. And the bear is now down, and the friend puts a couple more shots in it from the 300 Winchester Magnum to make sure it doesn't get up.
Yeah.
Dramatic series of events and illustrates one of the reasons why a pistol can be so effective in defending yourself, because it's always with you. When they the authorities came and investigated the event, they found that this bear had, appears to have actually hunted these hunters. It followed their trail for quite a ways. It sounded like a couple hundred yards, and their trail was on the other side of the ridge just a little bit. So these hunters couldn't see or hear the bear that was trailing them. And then suddenly it appeared over the edge of the crest of the ridge they were on, only about 50 feet, 15 yards from them. And they were looking for elk, so they didn't notice it. And they didn't notice it until it made those, made some noise just a couple of yards, 3 yards away from them. So this, in no way did they provoke this bear. This was a completely unprovoked attack. It turned out that it was a sow and it had a couple of cubs, but it had trailed these guys for a good ways when it couldn't even see them, preparatory to attacking virtually without warning from behind. And, you know, people will say, well, it's just doing what bears do. Well, okay, and then it was shot and killed. Humans doing what humans do. So I find it hard to understand these people. Actually, I can understand them pretty well. I just don't agree with them. Say that we should just have unlimited number of these bears out there, which act an awful lot like, you know, living landmines, that if you just cross some invisible boundary that you can't see, that they just attack you out of nowhere. And it's very common for grizzlies. It's a behavior that's been noticed since Lewis and Clark encountered them around a little after 1800. So I thought that was a very interesting case. And there were a couple other ones. There was one where, well, I don't want to say too much about it because I'm in the middle of getting the article together.
Right.
But there were two people involved, and they used a 10 millimeter and a 45 to stop a grizzly bear attack. A very dramatic case. There was bear spray involved, too. Didn't seem to help much. And they managed to stop the attack within mere feet of them when the bear was finally stopped. As I recall, they fired a total of 31 shots.
Wow.
Yeah. Both of them had magazines that held 15 rounds, and sounds like they expended them all.
Yeah, so
they stopped them.
Yeah.
So one of them probably had a round in the chamber. Like I said, I'll be getting an article. I've already got pictures and documentation and everything on it. I'm just trying to confirm that all of my facts are exactly correct before I publish.
I want to ask you a question before we go. We got a few minutes here. So I've gone out, and I want to start going camping again. I don't know if I'll be going hunting, maybe camping. And I'm building a little, you know, I'm not building a kit, like a combat kit or anything, but like I have a 10 millimeter pistol based on a Glock being built for me. And I think it's actually finished. And I bought a 45-70 lever action gun the other day. Now, I know the 10 millimeter works. And I hear people talking about shooting, you know, fighting a bear with a 45-70. I'm only going to be in a defensive posture. Is 45-70 a good round for bear?
Absolutely. I think it's an excellent round for bear, especially if you're not hunting them. You don't have to reach out 200 or 300 yards. That's not what you're about. But for close-range defense, I think it is an excellent round. It's got great penetration. It's able to break the big bones on a bear without much trouble. Easy to shoot, easy to use. You know, plenty accurate and capable for what you want. I wouldn't hesitate a bit to have a 45-70 as a bear gun.
And what kind of ammo for the 10 millimeter should I be looking at?
You want hard cast. I think the buffalo bore bullets are probably a good choice. There's a couple other makers out there. But what I'm seeing
hot
is,
load.
You know, ammunition about 190 grains at maybe 1,200 feet per second works pretty well.
Yep. I don't understand why that is not the de facto gun, because a Glock 10 millimeter holds 15 rounds of 10 millimeter.
I see it becoming more and more, being more and more used
prevalent
by many people. I've got two 10 millimeter cases in the works right now that I'm confirming for my database, and so it's becoming more and more popular.
Well, before we run out of time, first let me thank you for coming on the show this weekend. Will you be joining me again on Wednesday? Everything going to be good?
I intend to. There's a lot going on Wednesday, but I'll make time for you.
Well, I do
Wednesday
appreciate
next
that.
Next week, there's going to be that Supreme Court hearing on the Second Amendment.
Yeah. We can be doing some live updates and such.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
And I will be back with you out there on Monday. And it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.